Do you want to rock and roll all night and party every day? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Pop Life.
On-demand audio from WAER is made possible by contributions from listeners like you. To give or to find more information, visit our website, waer.org.
Nominations for the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are out, and fan voting is currently taking place for the 19 nominees. Welcome to this edition of Pop Life. I'm Joe Lee with Jeff Herbert, entertainment writer for Syracuse.com and the Post-Standard. Am I the only one that doesn't know you have a commercial radio background, that you were going by Def Jeff?
My kids don't really know.
So me and the kids.
Yeah, there you go. The older kids out there might remember me from more of my radio days, but I still DJ as Def Jeff at weddings and parties and stuff like that. It's just simply a breakdown of who I am. I'm hard of hearing, I'm deaf, and I'm Jeff with a G.
Okay, so they kind of go together.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I get that. So your interest and experience with music extends beyond fandom. So tell us about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame eligibility criteria, if you will, sir.
Oh, man. Well, this is always a big debate, but the rules say 25 years after your first release of music, you must demonstrate unquestionable musical excellence and talent and have a significant impact on the development, evolution, and preservation of rock and roll. Okay. And that's the question. Rock and roll, the preservation and evolution and development of rock. What does that mean today?
Right.
It has changed, hasn't it?
It has. It has indeed. It also goes against everything I teach my children, which is you can question everything. Unquestionable talent, that can be questioned, but I digress. And so we have this out now. There are 19 nominees. The industry, music professionals, historians, and artists cast official ballots. But there's also the public voting process. Do the results of the public voting have any bearing on who gets in?
It has a small weight. Basically, it counts as one vote among the many people of the voting body. So it counts, very small amount, though.
Okay. All right. I'm still going to vote. Without going through the entire list of nominees, here are the five that I voted for. I actually went through the process to vote. I'm going to vote every day because I have an agenda. But I voted for The Cars. Depeche Mode. Reach out, touch faith. The Eurythmics. And Rufus and Chaka Khan, and perhaps my favorite singer of all time, Nina Simone.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine.
What five performers did you vote for?
I'm definitely voting for LL Cool J. And I like Rage Against the Machine. You know, that speaks to my childhood, you know, angst. But I also think that likely to be inducted would be The Cars, Depeche Mode, and Bon Jovi. It's my life, it's now or never. Which seems overdue at this point.
When I voted, Bon Jovi was leading the public, the fan vote at the time. So I would imagine that they might get in at this time. The reasons I vote and the reasons you vote are very interesting. You know, we're fans. And so if you look at my list, this is pretty much when I grew up. Well, you're looking at the synth music of Depeche Mode and The Cars, but also my appreciation for classic folks like Nina Simone, and obviously grew up with Rufus and Chaka Khan. And you're probably doing the same thing. So the historians and the music producers, they're going through a different process. Are they really going through body of work? And I mean, I really wonder how they are pushing the buttons.
Well, the rules don't say anything about being unbiased. They don't say anything like you can't be a fan or you must be a fan of this band. So, for example, you could vote for someone that you think deserved to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even if you're not necessarily a fan of them. Like, for example, The Meters is maybe a group that does not have a lot of fans. Maybe they're not commercially known very well. However, they were an influential funk group that were sampled by a lot of hip-hop artists. And so there's no denying that they have influence, that they have talent. but do they have enough fans to really encourage them along in the voting process?
Yeah, there's some great performers nominated, as always. I entered my five, and the rankings were generated. So as of the last time I voted, the top five were Bon Jovi, Moody Blues, Dire Straits, The Cars, one of mine, is in the top five, and Judas Priest. So far, The Cars are in the running. The Eurythmics are on the outside looking in at number six. Did you see how your favorites were faring?
I did not. I try and stay away from the voting process and just let it happen. I like to be surprised.
Are there any surprises on this list for you?
I am a little surprised by some of the nominees. I'm also always surprised by bands and artists that are not nominated or not inducted. For example, the Moody Blues have only been nominated once. This is their first time, which is why the fans are voting for them so strongly. The Zombies are nominated this year. They've only been nominated three times, and they've been eligible for a long time, which is surprising because you could definitely argue that they were an influential rock group with a lot of talent.
Yeah, I'm surprised that a wildly popular band like Bon Jovi, who is currently leading the public vote, has been eligible since 2008, but only had two nominations in 2011 and 2018 this year. I struggle with how the nominations happen in the first place.
Well, there's an argument that some of it is political.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the question of, you know, how important is it to make the actual induction ceremony an event?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you have five hugely, wildly popular artists at one induction ceremony, and then the next year, you're not necessarily going to induct five wildly popular artists, maybe just one, then that next event won't be as popular or as watched because the induction ceremony airs on HBO after it happened. So they want to get the ratings in there. It's not necessarily just about honoring the great rock and roll gods.
There are three nominees that I'm not familiar with. The MC5. Link Ray. And as you mentioned, the Meters. Ain't no you to cut you loose. I guess I'm here to stay. What do you know, if anything, about these performances? You talked about the Meters. What about the other two?
Well, MC5 and Link Ray were early pioneers of maybe that punk rock kind of sound. MC5 was a very anti-establishment rock group, and Link Ray and Rumble were kind of developing that sort of noisy, grungy punk sound that didn't actually happen until about 20 or 30 years later. Link Ray was in the 50s. So he was very influential, but obviously not popular, not mainstream by any means whatsoever. But influential? Absolutely.
Now, I think you mentioned this a few moments ago, but who are the five that you think are going to win?
I think it'll be Bon Jovi, The Cars, Radiohead, Depeche Mode, and hopefully, fingers crossed, LL Cool J.
I'm going to predict Bon Jovi, The Cars, Moody Blues, Eurythmics, and I have to pick a sentimental favorite because I'm going to get on a campaign and I'm going to ask everyone listening to this right now, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook and my Twitter account and my Instagram account. We have got to get Nina Simone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She is one of the most outstanding jazz performers, I think, of all time. But she is genre-defying. She's done R&B, she's done folk, she's done soul, she's done gospel, she's done classical. She is a vocalist, a pianist, she was a civil rights activist, and she has an unmistakable voice. I just don't know how she doesn't get in, and only because of popularity. You know, she's going to be for many people.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people, someone that they've never heard of. But this is a person who is such a part of music history. I'm going to do everything I can do to get her in the top five. The listeners, fans vote anyway.
She's definitely an unquestionable talent. She's definitely influential. And she's, like you said, been in a lot of different genres out there. So she's definitely worthy. I think the question which comes to a lot of artists nowadays is, is she rock and roll? Does she embody the spirit of rock and roll? And that has changed over the years. But I think Chuck D, when Public Enemy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, said, "You goddamn right we rock and roll."
First of all, I think for me, a part of rock and roll's lore is being a bit of a maverick. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you right now, Nina Simone was a straight-up maverick.
100%.
If you've not seen it, I suggest everybody go and check out the documentary, What Happened, Miss Simone. It is an excellent documentary. It's available on Netflix. And it will give you a nice peek into the life of Nina Simone, her struggles. She was not always a pleasant woman, you know, but she was such a creative spirit and very dedicated to the music. I can tell you now with certainty that some of what she did musically influenced rock and roll. I mean, you just can't get around the R&B's influence and early black music influence on rock and roll. She's a part of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, damn Skippy, she needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going to make it a mission. Bleazy is on a mission. I'm going to get Nina Simone into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anyway, you guys should visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's at rockhall.com and cast your fan votes for your favorite nominees. And, of course, do me a personal favor. Throw a vote Nina Simone's way. It's not going to hurt anything. Until next episode, I'm Joe Lee. Thanks for listening to Pop Life, a production of WAER Public Media. Be sure to see what Jeff is writing about at Syracuse.com and the Post-Standard. Also, check out his site, DefJeff.com, DefJeff, G-E-O-F-F.com. You can access more Pop Life at WAER.org and like us on Facebook. Fire! Fire!